So says the Gemara, and again, what the connection is between the Gemara and our Mishnah until the Raya, we can't really appreciate. I don't know that we're going to get to the Raya today or not. So says the Gemara like this. Amar Reish Lakish. Says Reish Lakish, Hakoveya Zman L'Chavero. If somebody sets a time for his friend, for what? It doesn't tell us, but it's going to become clear in a moment. Right? V'amar lo praticha b'tov zmani. And so clearly it was for a loan. So if you sit there, you're going to give somebody a loan, we'll call it for 40 days. For 40 days. And then he claims, praticha b'tov zmani. I paid you back during the time. Einu ne'eman. He's not believed. Ulevai sheyifra b'zmano. Right? Halavai he should pay at the right time. So Rashi right away says, HaKoveyaz Man HaKaveyaz Ben Milva Shehoveyo. Right, why does Rashi have to tell us that? Because actually the Gemara didn't tell us this, right? It's a little funny almost that the Gemara just starts off saying, set a time, and it didn't tell us what it's talking about. So Rashi fills in that we're talking about for a halva'ah. So what's this halakha of Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish says that if we set a time, I'm lending you money, and we establish that the loan is going to be due in, again, 40 days, 60 days, whatever it is. I come to you at the end of the period of the loan. Again, when you came to, it's going to be an issue that the Rishonim discussed. What is the difference if I come on the last day, if I come right afterwards, if I come right, we'll get there. And I say that I paid it back already. Eino ne'eman. I'm not believed. The question is why? So he throws in these words, halavai sheyifra bizmano, which again, even in at first glance, is that just a human nature statement? Is that a halachic concern? Is Reish Lakish, you know, just providing us a little bit of commentary? What's the significance of that is not abundantly clear. But what is this halach about? Because if you think about it, Reish Lakish just said a massive chiddush. Now we don't know exactly what scenario we are talking about. Now, if there is an obligation to pay back in front of witnesses, so then we understand that the raya, or the necessity to bring a raya, should be on the loga, on the borrower. But if there is not such an obligation, then why is the malve, the lender, believed more than the lova? Again, believed, I guess, by the malve is the wrong word, right? He's not denying the loan, right? The lova does not deny that he paid back the money. I'm sorry, that he borrowed the money. He's just saying that he paid it back already. So the question is again, we've discussed this already multiple times, is if you're trying to be motzi mamon from somebody, if you want to still get money out of somebody, then you have to prove, it's a motzi mechavero, all of a raya. You're the one who has to bring the raya to get the money out of him. If you can't prove it, then you shouldn't have to pay. So why is it that his taina is not believed? So again, it would seem to be the logic that Reish Lakish says, right? That a person does not pay back. So what is that? Is it a fact? Is it a lashon that like oven inish? I'm sorry. Right? Ulevaisha from his manu. That halvaisha pay back the time, which means that a person doesn't pay back. So what's that? That's a rove? That's a chazaka. What exactly are we, what kind of beaver, right? There should be some sort of clarification that was telling us what the facts are if we're then going to be motzi mamon. So that is one question that we need to understand about what Reish Lakish is saying. The second thing is, what happens if you're not kovei hazman? Right, Tosfos says over here, "Kovei hazman l'chaveiro." Omari davka kovei hazman. It's only if you are kovei hazman. Aval b'stam halva lo chashuvei tov shloshim tov zmano. But if you make a hava and I just lend you the money and I don't stipulate how long the loan is for, then I would be believed to say that I paid back during the time. Where does the shloshim come from? Where does the shloshim come from? Because we have a rule that the Gemara establishes in Maseches Makos that stam hava is shloshim yom. That if it's not stipulated how long the loan is for, it's for 30 days. Oh, so now we understand what's bothering Tosfos. Hey, what's bothering Tosfos? If a stam hava is shloshim yom, so then every stam hava should be the equivalent of kovei hazman, because there's a set time. And if there's a set time, and we know that that a person is not oven to the oven inish departed to go zinnik, that person doesn't pay back usually in the set time, so then it should be the same thing. So now the question is, so why does Tosfos say what he's saying? Right? We understand why Tosfos is saying something, because kovei hazman shouldn't. So again, Tosfos is meduyak in the Gemara, because Tosfos is going to say, well, why else does it say kovei hazman? It should say, if I lend you money, and you pay back during the time, that you pay back during the time, then you're not going to be believed. So why does it say specifically kovei hazman? So Tosfos is saying, because it's davka. And the stam hava being shloshim yom is not enough to rely on. The question is why? Go back to these questions. Says the Gemara, Abaye v'Rava, the Amri Tarbayo, Abaye and Rava both say, Ovid enish debar b'go zimne. Person does sometimes pay back in the time. Zimnin de misrame le zuzi, because sometimes a person happens, you know, to come upon some money. Amar al ezel ifre yehi do litridan. So he says, let me pay back so that I don't have to deal with it later. Okay. So now, what's the machlokas between Abaye v'Rava on the one hand and Rish Lakish on the other hand? Whether or not people pay back? The strange machlokas. Machlokas in Metzias. Machlokas in the hanhaga of lenders, of borrowers, how they normally conduct themselves. It seems very, very strange. Again, those are the three primary issues that we'll try to understand for today, I think. Right? Number one is this chiluk. Is there any difference between kovei hazman versus estam hava being shloshim yom? And if there is a difference, why should that difference be true? Number two is, what are the Rabbi v'Rava on the one hand, and Rish Lakish arguing about? And number three is, according to Rish Lakish, why is it even true? If it's necessary, in order to be motzi mamon, in order to move money, I have to be the one to prove that I deserve the money. So why is the fact that people tend not to pay back, why is that going to be good enough to be motzi money? Okay? Again, those are the three primary issues. Much of the rest of the sugya, gets involved in more issues. Again, we will never see them, but gets involved in more issues related to Migo, which again we had a little bit before. And again, it's all related, but let's try and isolate these three issues for the moment. So let's see first this question of being koveya. So Tosfos says that if you're koveya zman. If you're koveya zman for the loan, then it's dafka if you are koveya zman. But estam hava, that would not be the case. And that seems to be the approach. The majority of the Rishonim. So much so, if you saw, I don't know if it's the language, I don't remember if I put it on or not, but the language of the Ritzva is very strong. Amrei Shlagash HaKovei Hazman LeChaveru, Hiskimu Kol HaMefarshim Zal. All of the Mefarshim agree. There's a similar language that you probably saw in the Rashba. Right? The Davka Shekov Hazman, Ava B'Stah Melvash Yishloshim Yom, Imam HaPratich Abzor Shloshim, Neman, Debavadai Ovid Depara. If it was a stam hava, then it's not uncommon that a person would pay. It's not uncommon that a person would pay And therefore, there is no proof. There is no proof, and you would have to pay. So why is it true? Why is it true in general that a person... Well, okay, fine. Let's see the Rashba. Says the Rashba, Hakoveh zman chaveh varma p'tich zozmano zmani eino neman ulevai shifre eno bizmano. Perish Gonzal, who's the Gonzal? Rav Haigon. Again, Rav Haigon is quoted explicitly with this in the Ran. But again, it's clear that this was Rav Haigon. That specifically if you're koveya, if you set the time. But if it's just a stam of a afa gavdamrin stam of a shloshim yom, even though we paskin and we hold that a milva, if it's not a defined period of time, is going to be 30 days, ukedesayin berakama demakis. Like we learned in the first berak of makas and gimel beis amavas chaver stam eino rashay letova pakis of shloshim yom. You can't start asking for the money before 30 days. Afilu hachi, even so, imama pratiha toklam yom. Ne'eman, the kevan shelo kava lo zman shloshi yom beferish. Well, the question is, what is this next word? Mikri does not read very well. It is called right. So if you look on the, at least in this version, on the bottom, it has the word michsaf. Michsaf. What does michsaf mean? Michsaf means embarrassed. Embarrassed. Michsaf upara toch lamed. Vahainu dekama akove azman. Vilu afilu bistam milva kein lishmin bistam milva koshigen bekoveya. Okay. So he makes two points. One point we made beforehand. Right, what was the one point that we made beforehand? Which that if it was true by stam halva, then the Gemara should have said it. Because it doesn't need to say Akoveh Azman, it should have said it by Stam, and then of course by Akoveh Azman it's true. But he makes a much more fundamental point, and that point is significant because it begins to reveal to us, why is it true? Why is there such a chazakah that by Akoveh Azman you're not going to pay it back? So what he seems to be saying, what the Rashba is implying, is that if there is no reason that... Say it this way. One of the main factors that gets a person to pay back is that he's embarrassed not to pay back. He's embarrassed not to pay back. Every time you see the guy, how can you look him in the face? But when does that happen? That only happens if there's reason to have paid back. But if we said the loan is for 30 days, I have no problem interacting with you during those 30 days without paying. There is zero embarrassment. Oh. And that is that seems to be the svara for why it's true that Akovei Azman Chaver is not Ne'eman, because since there is no mitzvah, there's no busha, there's nothing driving the person to do it. Once there's nothing driving the person to do it, then apparently it's clear, very clear, that he's not going to pay. However, if it's talking about a stam halva, it's not the same thing. Because even though a stam halva, we know that there is this 30-day leeway, it's not viewed the same way. There is a level of busha which still exists, again, because we didn't articulate that zman. Now, it may not be, as we'll see shortly, it may not be that that's enough to say for sure he paid back, but it might be enough to say that we can't be guaranteed that he didn't pay back. We lose confidence in whatever the spur is that he did not pay back. And as long as we can't be confident that he did not pay back, he's saying he did pay back. So why shouldn't he at least be deemed enough that the other guy has to prove it? Some of the mitzvah a little bit of a step further. Why is he not embarrassed? He's not embarrassed because if we're kovei zman, that's basically me telling you, I don't have the money for 30 days. Right? Why am I borrowing money? I'm borrowing money, I don't have money. available, right? I don't have money available. And if I attach a certain time to it, that's basically me saying, I think, hopefully if he's an honest guy, that I will have the money then, but I don't have the money right now. So there is no busha involved. But when you don't go through that step of being koveya it, that's not really a declaration of that I'm not going to have the money till then. That's that I don't have the money right now. And therefore, without that, there is this level of busha, the busha which still exists. Yeah?
Where do we get the 30 days from?
That's a Gemara in Makos. The Gemara in Makos says that stam hava, if you make a hava without announcing what the time period is, then we assume that after 30 days the loan is due, and you can begin trying to collect it, and any other halachos that relate to collection would kick in after 30 days. Why is it true? It's probably true because that was just the normal das b'nei adam.
Do we need 30 days to get
that, or that's just it's a normal amount of time. 30 days is considered to be a significant amount of time, but not too much time. So the Rashba has quoted for, again, and this is the sheet of most of the mefarshim, that by stam hava it would not be true. The Rashba himself, though, is going to disagree. Says the Rashba, v'lule she'amra gonzal, had it not been for the fact that the Gaon said it, which is a nice polite way of saying I'm going to disagree with him, even though he's Rabbi Gaon, right? I did not put him to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway, right? V'eskimu b'kach kol achronim, and all of the achronim, all the achronim of the Rashba are prior to the Rashba, so I'm talking about Gedolei Arishonim, right? They all agreed that it's not true, it's dafka true by Kovei Azman, it's not true by Stam Hava. But Hayisi Omer, I would have said, Du'a din b'Stam Hava. The same thing is true with a Stam Hava. Same thing is true with a Stam Hava. This proof isn't so significant for us at this second. But what's the svara? So Mistama, he's basically saying, once the guy knows that he has 30 days, so whatever busha factor that is going to be somewhat negated. Now again, the same problem that we had in Reish Lakish versus Abayi v'Rava, of what are they really arguing about? Right, because it just seems like they're arguing with what we would call hanhagas b'nei adam, how people act. Now we have that within the Rishonim, right? With all of the Rishonim on one side and the Rashba on the other side, of telling us basically how people act. Right, they're not arguing on this whether Stam Hava Shloshim Yom. They all agree Stam Hava Shloshim Yom. And yet they're going to argue as a person, is it normal for their back? So what are they arguing about? So we're still a little bit stuck. Again, you may have a raya, whatever, but what in at their core, what are they arguing about? Seems like a strange machlokas, yeah.
So for 30 days, would that be enough to, like, for the lender to, like, forget that he gave? Because, like, me and Josh and I were saying that if it was a year, and he said, bring it back at the end of December.
He forgot that he got paid back?
Yeah. Like, in July, you give it back, and then December comes and says, pay me back. So, like, there's a longer time to forget, but within 30 days, like, 15 days in,
right,
you could have paid him back. Like, the
right.
The lender's not
going to
remember the bar
paid. It's an interesting svara. I didn't see that svara in any of the Rishonim. It didn't seem to be that it has to do. It didn't seem that it has to do with whether the malva forgets or not. It seemed to have to do with whether we believe the lova or not. Do we believe him? Right. Again, you still have to understand why are we not believing him? Right. So that's the opinion of the Rush. Oh. So there are several angles here. Now, there's going to be a larger discussion that we're going to see in the Rishonim. When is a good question, but we're going to see in the Rishonim, Yirtzeh Hashem, about why are you not believed because of amigo on Praticha Betoch Zmano. But we're going to leave that. We're going to leave that for the moment. But because that's a question of why you're not believed because you could have said something else. But why is the Tanya itself? Why is the Tanya itself not going to be believed? And again, I think if we understand this, then hopefully that will be the key to understanding the Bai Varava versus Reish Lakish, and maybe also understanding this machlokas between the Rashba and the other Rishonim. And that is the question as follows, which is that if it's true that in order to be Motzi Mamon, right, I need a full-fledged Raya, so how can we tell the Malva that he can now collect this money if the Lova is claiming that he already paid it back and the Malva does not have full proof? Basically, and again, and what are we saying? We're saying that, well, we know that he didn't pay back. How do we know? Because we'll have what we probably will call a chazaka that people do not pay back. Why don't they pay back? Because they don't have to. That's basically what Reish Lakish says, right? Halavai that they're going to pay back on time. They're certainly not paying back if they're not absolutely required to. So they need to. We need to understand what is this all about. So as a general rule, right? We assume that we're not motzi mamon just because of a chazaka. So why here should it be different? Oh. So maybe you'll say, what type of chazaka is this? Right? The chazaka here is a chazaka which is based on human behavior. It's based on human behavior. It's trying to figure out what is normal. Is it normal that people pay back? Or is it not normal that people pay back? So in essence, this chazaka is really based on what we would call rov, right? What do a majority of the people do? So when you have to establish a rule based on a rov, that turns it into what we would call a chazaka. So the rove would say that at a certain point, right, we can presume that this is the normal hagas peneg adam. Now, what's the problem? Is that we have a rule of ein hochin b'mamon achar harove. So even if we want to say that the chazaka here is basically a rove, it still doesn't help us. Because a rove is not strong enough. So where does all of this lead us? So there again, it's a huge discussion in the Achronim to try to figure it out. It could be what I'm saying is a combination of several of them, but I think it's the normal approach, I guess. There are two types of rov. We have what's called a ruba de isakaman and a ruba de lesakaman. A ruba de isakaman means the rov is in front of us. A ruba de lesakaman means that the rov is not in front of us. The rov is not in front of us. So a ruba de isakaman would be if we have two pieces of kosher meat and one piece of non-kosher meat. So, Hazlin and Basarov, we can go after the rov and assume that the piece that you're taking, again, with kavua, there are other factors, but more or less, the piece you're taking is a kosher piece. Because why? The rov is in front of us. What is a ruba de lesakaman? A ruba de lesakaman basically means what we would probably call in English a statistical rov. A statistical rov. It's not based on anything that is happening right now. But it is based on our overall knowledge of this type of scenario, and then figuring out, okay, this is the, if this is what's normal in this type of scenario, then we're allowed to go with that. We're allowed to go with that rove. We're allowed to go with that rove. What seems to be emerging is that the halacha v'hilchon b'mamon achar harov may be true when it comes to a ruba de isa kaman, but when it comes to a ruba de lesa kaman, maybe it's a little bit different. How can that be? How can that be? So the approach that many of the Achronim try to suggest is like this. A ruba de... one way of saying it. A ruba de isa kaman tells us that we have a problem in front of us. We don't know how to solve the problem. So we're going to give you a hanhaga. We're giving you a way to act in order to deal with this situation, which you're stuck. We don't know what to do. Aruba de lesa kaman, but again, there's no reason to assume necessarily that in aruba de lesa kaman, that what you're doing is actually, defines what the metzius is. Right? It's a hanhaga. We're stuck. We need to figure out how to move forward. This is what we're going to do. Aruba de lesa kaman, which is the statistical rove, is a way of saying that there is no problem. It removes the suffix. Why? Because we know what happened. It is what we would almost call a bureau. It tells us that, okay, there was a question. We can get rid of the question because it's almost what we would call, it's almost like Eidus. It's almost as if Eidim come because it's so overwhelming. Right? Aruba de isa kaman might be defined by 51%. Aruba de lesa kaman, I don't know what percentage because I'll put on it, but it's significantly higher. Whether you want to go over 90, I don't know what it is. But these mazakas which are true because this is the anhaga of Bnei Adam, the Aruba de lesa kaman tells us that we have to assume it as a matter of fact. It is the Metzius. Ah! If it tells us what happened, that's not a problem going b'mamon achar harov. That's not a problem going b'mamon achar harov. That's the same thing as if we had eight that tells us, oh, we don't know. You don't know what we don't know what happened, but we do know what happened. Why? Not because we know what he does, because he's part of human society, and therefore we can assume that it's true. The same thing. We have other chazakos. We'll get to maybe a little later. Ein adamei is panav if they bachovo, that a person is not going to deny a kofar hakol. A person denies a loan in front of the person. Nobody has the chutzpah to tell someone that's where modeh b'mitzvah comes from. So he has to take a shvuah if he agrees to part, because that a person is willing to do. There are different types of chazakos. Again, where it's really based on a person's hanhaga. And therefore, again, because rationally this makes sense, and maybe that's why he adds on, Levi Shiva Mizmano. It's not just that people don't normally do this, it's hard to get anybody to pay back. It's hard to get anybody to pay back. So Reish Lakish says, that is sufficient for us to be able to be Motzi Mamon. If that is the case, again, there's a lot more to talk about when it comes to that, but just to give a little bit of a framework, if that is the case, so now what's the machlokes between Reish Lakish on the one hand and Abaye Barava on the other hand? So it would seem to be, again, what do Abaye and Rava say? Abaye and Rava say, it's not so clear that a person will not pay back, early. Is it true a majority of the time? Yes. Is that enough for us to say bebirur that this is what happened? Abaye and Rava seem to be saying no. And if it's not, then it's basically no better than a ruba de isa kaman. We're trying to figure out what the rov is, but we don't know exactly. If that's true, well, ain't no kind of mamon achar harov. That's enough of a suffix. It's enough of a doubt that the malva can't come along now and say I'm being motzi the mamon again. And therefore, the burden shifts
to the Malva, that if you want to collect this loan, if the guy, the Malva claims you already paid back during the time, you have to prove it. You have to prove it. And if that's the Machlokas over there, then maybe that's also the Machlokas within the Rishonim of the Rashba versus everybody else, like Tovei Hazman. There also is the Chazaka, which is the Svara of this Chazaka, which is underlying our claiming that this is for sure what happened. Well, how does that apply? They're all probably going to agree that it is less misaver, right? It is not as compelling in a case when it's a Stam Alva. But is it compelling enough? To that, most of the Rishonim are saying it's not. It's not compelling. And once something is there to eat away at our rove, so then, Eichol can be Mamanachar Harov. And then if you're not Kovei Azman explicitly, that's not going to be good enough. While the Rashba seems to say, oh, listen, I agree with you, it chips away. But not that much. Not that much. Look at Rish Lakish's overall svar. Rish Lakish's overall svar was that people don't even pay back the right time. So any excuse that a person can have, say, oh, Stam Alva, I have 30 days, the person's not going to do it. So again, now what it turns into, they're not arguing about the Metzius, they're arguing about how to interpret the Metzius. The fact that now there's a little bit of something which is chipping away at this very strong, compelling svara that was so strong that we were even going to be multi-mungon based on this robe, because it's like a super robe, whatever you want to call it. Once there's something which is chipping away at it, both the machlokas between Abaye and Rav and Reish Lakish on the one hand, and the machlokas between the Rashba and the other Rishonim might boil down to this point, which is that once we have the basic Gemara here, what Reish Lakish is saying is a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush that we're going to not going to believe in because of a rope, but it's not a normal rope. Now, the other Abaye and Rav on the one hand, and the Rashba, given the sub machlokas, are both saying, but when you have something, even if I give you that, if you have something which is chipping away at it, can we still have that nemanus or not? And that's what they seem to be saying. And maybe again, that's the overall approach to understanding all three questions, right? How can it be that we're going to be motzi the mamon al pi rov? What are Abaye and Rav arguing about, and what's the kovei hazman machlokas about? It's all really one shaila. And that shaila is this chazaka that a person doesn't pay back, how strong is that? We might all agree that it's a 90% chance. Is a 90% chance that he didn't pay back enough that we're going to say it's like a vadai, halachically, and therefore it's more than just a rov, or not? So again, it becomes a machlokas about how to interpret the metzius as opposed to how to quantify the metzius. In terms of quantifying it, they may all agree. But in terms of what qualitatively, what does that mean? How strong is that nemanus? That seems to be, again, maybe an approach to how they're all understanding it. Is that clear? What's the problem? So again, that's the svara. If you're going to say like that, then you're ending up with a very... It's definitely true that there are those people. How many? So
those people get hurt by it, but they hurt. I mean, they now it's a...
Well, I don't know if they get hurt. It means that in this particular case, again, there's somebody lying in this case. So we're not talking about the average case. Hopefully, most cases. You pay back, and I accept it, or they're paying them, or there's something. We're just trying to figure out, in a case where there's a dispute, what do we do? So hopefully that's, you know, the small minority of cases. So, yeah, he is, in a certain sense, going to be messed up. But if you don't say like that, so how on earth can the standards of Mahmoud, with the Abaye and Rav, they're arguing about what people do? Not usually the way we want to approach these things. This way, we understand, no. They're all agreeing that the overwhelming majority of people don't pay back. It's true. It's true. Again, it may not be true of $20, but anybody that comes to me and asks me to lend somebody money, I say only lend the amount of money that you're going to be okay if you don't get paid back. because there's a decent chance that you will not be paid back. I have lent significant sums of money to people several times. I've been paid back one time. One time.
So yeah, you have to go in with a certain mentality because it's just an unfortunate reality.
But I think this gives it like a lot more structure in terms of what their malchukas is. I mean, they might agree it's 90% of people don't pay back. There's a 10% of people who just want to get it off their shoulders.
But now, how do we define the ability to be motzi mamon based on that or not? So that's, again, that's, I think, an approach to these three issues.